Well, go ahead, get yourself a cup of coffee, maybe a slice of pie. Is it too early for pie? Never too early for pie. And let's fellowship here today. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on listener-supported Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. That's right. I need the coffee today. This week I was at I was down in Birmingham, Alabama. Got back late last night. I was part of the Southern Baptist Convention that met this week. My church sent me down there, and let's just say needed that coffee this morning getting up. So, I'm so glad that Thursdays are our time together, a staple in my week, and I hope it's the same for you as well. Hey, listen to this encouraging word today from Psalm 46, verse 10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Friend, I'm not sure what you have going on today, but I pray that you know that the Lord, that He is God, and He has the final say on whatever happens in our lives. So let that soak in for you today. Be still and know who He is. Psalm 46, verse 10. Well, hey, it was so good seeing some of the pictures from the Ivan Parker concerts this past Saturday night. My family and I, we were unable to attend just with a million things going on, but just so encouraging to see some of the pictures. Ivan Parker, along with his son, there's several pictures of them reading their edition of Prime Lifetimes, which you can get your copy today and read the digital form at primelifetimes.com. Primelifetimes.com, a branch and an arm of this radio ministry, Great News Radio. Hey, is your church planning on doing a vacation Bible school this year? I'll tell you what, it's a great outreach for the community, that is for sure. If so, we'd love to promote it for you here at Great News Radio. Just get that information over to us via our website. Just visit greatnewsradio.org, click on new events, and you'll see kind of a link there to type in that information, everything we kind of need to know, and hopefully we'll get it on the air for you on our website for sure. And in fact, Upper Room Bible Church in Paxton having theirs this week, and we'd love to promote yours as well. So again, you can get that information to us by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, click on new events, or if it's easier for you, just drop that information in the mail. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's P.O. Box 550. Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, friend, don't go too far, because coming up, we're going to be taking a look at Psalm 23 and looking at how the Lord is our shepherd. It's going to be an encouraging time for both you and me, or you and I, whatever the proper grammatical way of saying that. We will be encouraged. There you go. Hey, I told you I needed some coffee today. Coming up right after this, right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my from sin, Jesus so sweetly offered. rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to His name.
Magnifying that sacred name, that beautiful name, that set-apart name of Jesus. Friend, I thank you for tuning in to Mark and Friends today here on Great News Radio. And I'll tell you what, you go to any funeral, most any funeral, and most likely you'll hear Psalm 23 being read at the graveside service or at the funeral service. You go to many circles and you'll come to find out that Psalm 23 is probably most likely the most read psalm out of all of those books. And today we're going to be talking about the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. So if you have your Bible, if you're able, go ahead and turn to Psalm 23. If you're driving, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll read this out to you. Psalm 23, talking about the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me to paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Isn't that beautiful? Well, we see here, friend, three important things from these verses here. We see Lord, the word Lord. You see that word? Most translations have the word Lord, L-O-R-D, in capital letters. And you see, the reason is that that word is translated Lord is a translation of an Old Testament name for God, Jehovah, or some would say Yahweh. And actually, it's an unpronounceable word, just four consonants that cannot be pronounced. We pronounce it as best as we know how, Jehovah, but it's actually Yahweh, and it is the most sacred name for God that the Jews knew. And so the name was so sacred, in fact, that the Jew copying that name would go and take a bath before he would copy that name, get a brand new pen before he would write that name down. It's a sacred name. When Moses was getting ready to deliver the children of Israel out of bondage, he made several excuses, and he says, "I can't go. They won't believe me. Who shall I say sent me?" And God said to Moses, "Moses, you tell them that I am. That I am sent you. That is, I am the great, eternal, personal God, the ever-existing one who never had a beginning, the one who will never have an end. Not I was, not I will be, but I am. You tell them, Moses, that I am sent you. I am is the one who is sending you. You tell them, Jehovah is my name. Jehovah is my name." That's a The word Lord is a powerful, powerful name, sacred name. It's Jehovah. And so we see the word Lord in here, but we also see the word shepherd. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, what in the world, what is the significance behind that? Because now, if he would have said that, hey, so-and-so is a dog, well, we kind of have the idea that it's a derogatory term, but shepherd? What does the Lord have to do with somebody who hangs out with dirty, stinky sheep? Friend, only when we understand the role of a shepherd do we realize what David is saying. Because a shepherd cares for his flock. In fact, one of the main responsibilities of a shepherd is the safety and welfare of the flock. Because sheep are prone to getting lost, getting injured, and being left in a state of vulnerability unless they are cared for by a shepherd. See, if a sheep gets injured, it's the shepherd that serves as a vet right there on the spot. Dr. Shepherd, if you would, bandaging up those wounds, feeding those sheep, tending to the sick sheep. A shepherd cares for his flock. And friend, Almighty God cares for you as well. And 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxieties on him. Why? Because he cares for you. So a shepherd cares for his flock. A shepherd also leads his flock. You know, a shepherd leads his flock. Sheep tend to wander. They really do. They tend to wander. They just kind of, there's no stress. They just wander. A shepherd leads them to an area of water, leads them to new pastures, leads them away from danger, and the shepherd leads his flock. And friend, if you are a child of God, that is, if you put your trust and faith in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, he leads you and he guides you. He guides us and leads us in our prayer time with him. He guides us through the reading of his word. You know what is Psalm 119 says? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. He also guides and leads us through the indwelling of his Holy Spirit inside of us. He leads us. A shepherd leads his flock. He cares for his flock. He also protects his flock. You know, I was reading just the other week that when sheep are in danger, they don't join forces in a pack like other animals do to protect themselves. They just panic. They just panic. They're helpless. They're defenseless. And the shepherd had a rod and a staff, and the rod was a club, is often made of oak wood, and had a knob at the end of it. And into this knob, sometimes nails were sometimes driven through it so it can be used as a better weapon. It was used to protect the sheep. Remember David said before he was going to fight Goliath, he told King Saul, hey, I killed the lion and the bear. I mean, he remembered his time as a shepherd. It was his job to protect his flock. And friend, God is the one, hallelujah, who protects us. Protects us spiritually. We have no idea just the protections that he has around us spiritually. Friend, we are kept by the power of God. And a shepherd not only protects his flock, not only leads his flock, and not only cares for his flock, but he also rescues his flock. Because again, sheep wander. I mean, they wander. Have you ever gone to the beach and you go out into the lake or the ocean and you're playing your games or whatever it is that you're doing out there in the water, and then you look back to shore and you realize that your towels and your bags are all the way over there? Somehow you wandered in the ocean, in the lake, and next thing you know, you're much farther away from shore and your towels and bags than you had thought. Sheep tend to wander and they walk aimlessly. And sometimes they would find themselves in danger. They would be stuck in a pit or stuck between rocks and so forth. And the shepherd had a staff, and it was not only used to lead and guide them, but to rescue them, because at the end of that staff was a hook. You've probably seen this. And so when the sheep were stuck between rocks or stuck in a hole or pit or whatever it is, the shepherd would use that hook to swoop them back up. A shepherd rescues his flock. And friend, God rescues us. And Psalm 40 verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock. Friend, we see the Lord, we see the term shepherd, but we also see here sheep in Psalm 23. Look at this in verse 1. David says, "The Lord is my shepherd." My shepherd. He didn't say he's everyone's shepherd. He didn't say he's y'all's shepherd. He didn't say he's your shepherd. No, no, he personalized it. He says he's my shepherd. He is saying the Lord is my shepherd, and I choose to be in his pasture, his pen. His word, God's word, has a lot to say about us being his sheep. In Psalm 100, it says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people." Watch this. "The sheep of his pasture." Psalm 100. Friend, we are his sheep. Watch this. And Jesus is the shepherd. He said in John 10:11, he says, "I am the good shepherd." Verse 14, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Friend, Jesus is the good shepherd. He cares for us. He leads us. He protects us. He rescues us. He's the good shepherd, and we are his sheep because we are helpless. We are vulnerable, and we stray, and we prone to wander, don't we? In closing here, friend, there was a man by the name of Robert Robinson. He was born in England in the 19th century, and he came to Christ, and he was highly gifted and felt God was calling him to the ministry. And as he ministered and as he preached, his star rose and rose. He was gifted in many ways. And one day, Robert Robinson fell into immorality. He fell into sin. And just as quickly as his star rose, it faded. And he left the ministry. And he was riding one day on a stagecoach, sitting by a lady, a stranger he did not know, and she was reading a passage in a book, and she turned to him and said, "Sir, I'm reading some very interesting lines. I'd like to know what you think about them. Perhaps we can discuss them, and perhaps you can share with me your thoughts." And she says, "Come, thy fount of every blessing. Tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise." She said, "Sir, what do you think about those words?" And Robert Robinson, he looked away. He tried to change the subject, said, "Ma'am," and she kept on bringing it back. She says, "Sir, what do you think about those lines?" And he held his head low. He says, "Madam, I am that poor, miserable creature who wrote those lines." Robert Robinson had written that song, and perhaps almost as prophecy, friend, he wrote another part of that song that prophesied his failure and departure. Another line in that song says, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Prone to wander." And friend, maybe you've wandered off in your relationship with him. I just want to let you know the good shepherd is waiting. His pen is still open. There's still room for you in his pasture. Come on home. He's waiting for you. Twyla Paris today, and we will glorify. Friend, thanks so much for letting me join you on your Thursday. You can always drop me a note, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, just remember, dear friend, that whatever you do, wherever you go, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.